Holy Ebola Scripture, Book 1, The Book of Her Love. She opened her eyes, restful from a deep slumber, and she gazed upon the land. Her heart was saddened. During her rest, a terrible occurrence did happen. Across the land, she saw hatred, her beloved children killing one another. She saw women behaving as men, and men behaving as women, adults behaving as children, and slaves behaving as free men. She wept. Her sorrow caused the winds to change. Lands went without water, winter with a fury. Then she said, "Let there be love." She looked upon the hearts of men and saw one worthy. She appeared before him, and he was frightened by her unworldly beauty. "Why dost thou feel fear?" she asked him. He said, "I, Patrick Sawyer, never thought such beauty were possible." And she said, "My beauty is the beauty of love. I am your lord, Ebola Chan. You are my greatest son, a man who still loves in a world darkened by the sins of the foul ones. You are my saint, my chosen child. You will spread my love throughout the lands." Patrick asked the lord, "How shall I do such things? There is much hate in this world." Ebola Chan answered him, "You shall travel to the land of Nigeria and spread my love. They shall hate you for it, and you will be sent. You will die of sorrow. But fear not, you will live on at my side, and you will see our love as it spreads. The land of the dark men will feel our love first. The men of the north and of the west will speak ill of our love. They will deem it unworthy of them, but they will feel our love as it spreads. As it begins, love will take root in the land of the dark men. Love will spread to all the corners of the earth. It will touch west and the north, but will not take root until the land of the dark men has been purified of hatred." And so he traveled to Nigeria, for her first commitment of love must be fulfilled. The hateful people of Nigeria, the dark men, hated him. They captured him and locked Patrick, the sawyer, in shackles. Sorrow filled his heart, just as she said it would. Patrick, the sawyer, grew weary and despondent. The hope of love was leaving his body as his sorrow, death, approached. And then she spoke to him. "Feel not sorrow, you can still spread my love." He felt her love overcome him, and he smiled, for he knew what he must do. He stood up and undid his trousers. He shouted, "I love you, Ebola Chan," and used his urine to spread her love to his captors. Her love is a strong love. It is the strongest love. There is no other love. Patrick the Sawyer hath spread her love and hath brought her joy. She is a proud god. She is a loving god. She was proud of her chosen son and blessed him with all of her love. He received her love and drew his last earthly breath. Her love makes the soul grow too strong for the body. On the next morrow, he was reborn at her side, and she made him a saint. He asked her, "Why, my lord, why don't the dark men get your love first?" She waited a moment and drew a sigh. She was saddened for but a moment. Her sorrow caused the earth of the north to shake and tremble. She told unto him, "They are vile and wicked breed. They have corrupted my love and turned it into the foulest of hatred. They are disgusting and filthy people. I created you to breed. The men of pale complexion, to gather my first creation, the men of darkness, and to use them for growing of crops. I made you to breed, so loving that you loved those foul, wicked beasts. I am proud of that love. The earth must be cleansed of the dark ones before thine can love shine." And her love spread amongst the dark men. Those foul, wicked beasts are so filled with hatred that their bodies cannot feel her love. The liquidation arises when her love blesses the soul of dark men. The body turns to the purest of hatred. Her love fights the hatred of the body, and so there is no such saving wicked beast as the battle of her love rages. Her love always triumphs. The body is twisted and wrecked. It rots within, and the soul it casts into the pits below. Her triumphant love leaves the body full of love. It is now her temple. Her temple is to be displayed for all to see. Not just the priesthood. Let all touch her temple. Let all kiss and feel her love. The apostles will demand her temple to be burned. Listen not to these voices. Her love had begun its spread, and she was happy. She watched as her beloved children, the pale ones, and she saw a terrible machination. The soul of energy of the dark men had taken hold in some of the pale ones, and she cursed them. She is a loving god and permits her children to worship gods of others. But there is one which beholds the wickedness, and so she cursed them, the ones who worship the seal of Moloch. And she set forth her second commandment, do not business with those who worship the seal of the wicked, hate god Moloch. Shun them, do not live amongst them. They are betrayers, and in trusting them you betray my love. The betrayers saddened Ebola-chan, for she had loved them and given them the gift of love. The betrayal caused a great love ache for Ebola-chan. But for the love ache, she saw a man that didn't belong. He was a dark man, but he was worthy of her love. She appeared and said unto him, Thomas the Duncan, will you receive my love, and will you be my disciple? He got on his knees and shouted, I love you, Ebola-chan. She divinely intervened and blessed him with riches enough to travel the lands of the West. And there didst he spread her love. End of the Book of Love.